This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Boeing has a new 777X airliner that seems to be taking by storm the air show going on now in Dubai. Boeing claims orders of just under $100 billion for all of its planes, leading some to call the 777X the largest product launch in the history of commercial aviation. This versus $40 billion taken in so far by Airbus of Europe. The BBC's Simon Atkinson joins us from Dubai. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, David.
So give me a sense of what's the attraction to these planes in Dubai, do you suppose?
Well, what you've essentially got in Dubai is representatives of all the main Gulf airlines, the likes of Etihad, Emirates and Qatar Airways. And these are some of the fastest growing carriers in the world. At the very basic level, the attraction is they need new planes for the growth that they're seeing. Now, in terms of their demand for the Boeing, well, it seems like that's going to meet their needs, you know, sort of shorter haul journeys than some of the bigger super jumbos that have been in the headlines over the last couple of years. And it certainly seems that Boeing has been trouncing its rival Airbus when it comes to sales.
Now, as for the Boeing 777X, it's still not clear where Boeing is going to make most of these airplanes, unionized Seattle area or non-union southern United States. Is there any awareness of the controversy over that in Dubai?
To be honest, the main interest is from the local carriers and the planes they're going to get. You know, they're most interested on when they can start carrying people out of these rapidly expanding airports. You know, the Middle East really has become a hub for global aviation over the past decade. The air show is taking place at Dubai's new airport. I mean, it's already got the second biggest airport in the world after London Heathrow. So that gives you a sense of just how big aviation is here and why planes from the likes of Boeing are going to be key to that.
The BBC's Simon Atkinson at the Dubai Air Show. Simon, thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.